Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
God has promised abundant life to his people, but not necessarily a life which is filled with this world's goods, nor is free from the trials of affliction. God is often pleased to afflict his people with poverty, that they might learn the true nature of his riches. He brings sickness of body, that they might learn that he is their strength. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. The psalmist said, "We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place." It is easy to look back and rejoice at the path that God has led us down. Yet there is a better way for God's people. That is to learn to rejoice in our God in the midst of our trials. Paul said, "But we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh, that is, brings about patience, and patience brings about experience, and experience brings about hope." The abundance of the Lord's blessings is seen as he establishes the ground of our hope firmly in him. We are not expectantly waiting for the riches of this world, but for the riches which are ours through the blessed presence of Christ in our everyday lives. Truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. We are not defeated by sickness, disease, pain, or even death, for our Savior is greater than all these. The Lord Jesus has beaten death, he has conquered sin, and he has triumphed over the grave. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The promise of God in Jesus Christ is a very present help at all times. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Are you satisfied with the blessing of Christ himself?
Email questions or comments to forthepoor@windstream.net.